Today's radio show is sponsored by people who sponsor things.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from... 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done.
I'm having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
I discovered salt and created FM radio.
I understand you're pretty funny as a DJ.
Where's the kitten?
What kitten?
So why the kitten?
Cat lovers, today is your day to celebrate. Today is National Kitten Day. July 10th is set aside to observe all the fluffy adorableness.
Kittens?
Baby kittens are so cute.
I like kittens.
So I just want kittens.
Happy National Kitten Day.
You freaks ready for the big show?
It's showtime.
Yeah, it is. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. I didn't load Alexa. Oh my goodness. What the heck is wrong? What is wrong with me? I didn't put Alexa in there. There's Alexa.
Hello!
Hi. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, again, take two on the Alexa.
Hello!
Here we go. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on Alexa, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You can get our podcast on Alexa. That's even easier. You just simply say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. All right. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, Radio434.com. Just go to the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link there. Pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. YouTube, iHeart, it's all the places you can find the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add VA in there because there's some other Mike Show that's just not as good as ours. Anywho, but you know I'm biased. It is National Kitten Day. So here, I want to show you this. Well, he's not a kitten, but he's my kitty. That's Jer Bear. Right there on the screen. And if you're listening, if you want to head over to our Facebook page and watch the show or watch any of the show segments, interviews, and all that kind of stuff, you can watch that The Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. The Mike Show VA on the Facebook. All right. Coming up on today's program. I'm going to describe it. It's Jerry laying there on the chair, and he's sticking his tongue out. Coming up on today's program, of course, we're going to get really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. So it's an end of an era. Target will no longer accept checks. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, our top list today, top things writing a check in 2024 says about ye. All right. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now, summertime tips from the elderly.
It's important during the summer to keep regular and hydrated, which is why I always put some Fiber One in my Jack Daniels.
That was a summertime tip from the elderly.
I will bet you a Werther's candy that he still writes a check. Hi there, it's the Mike Show. So yeah, it's an end of an era at Target. Now, if you're under the age of 40, you won't believe this, but there was a time when people wrote personal checks. They were all the rage before you could pay with your phone or your watch. But now, the world's slowest method of payment is dying out. Target has just announced that they will no longer accept personal checks starting next Monday.
I said starting... Wait a second. Where's the app?
Should do it. All right, so if you're take two. So if you're still writing checks, this may come as a shock to you. But yeah, starting Monday, they're not going to accept personal checks anymore. They said it shouldn't upset too many grandmas because, well, they were taking in extremely low volumes of checks anyway. They didn't elaborate on the decision, but obviously no one likes seeing someone pull out a checkbook out of their pocket. So, you know, that probably played a role. You know, well, seriously, I mean, you know, it takes so long. And there's already a big line anyway. Nobody wants to see that. I'm just wondering, when was the last time? Oh yeah, well, okay. So our cleaning lady, I have to.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. I have to write her a check because for some reason she doesn't have Venmo or anything like that. No, she's not Hazel.
I'm rich. You're not.
No, it's a cleaning crew, and it's a company that cleans our house.
I'm rich.
Shut up.
You're not.
I'm not. Anyway, there are plenty of places like Walmart that do still accept checks. It's probably only a matter of time before it's phased out there, too. In a recent survey, about 1 in 5 people over 66 write several checks each month, but about half of people under 55 don't write a single check the entire year. I think... Company-wise, I think we maybe write one, well now two, because we have two studios, for now, but we'll be moving up to 3B at the end of August, so September 1, we'll be fully upstairs in the new studio, so you'll see a little bit of a different background and stuff. Well, yeah. So we just write like one check for the company for rent, and I write one check to the cleaning lady.
I'm rich. You're not.
Anyway, that brings us to our top list. As of Monday, Target will no longer accept personal checks. If this affects your shopping experience, you're going to relate to most of the things on today's list. It's our top list today. Top things writing a check in 2024 says about ye. All right, here we go. Number one. I think Venmo is a type of an electric vehicle. Top things writing a check in 2024 says about you. My world was rocked when Pat Sajak left Wheel of Fortune. My car has a giant hood ornament. Top things writing a check in 2024 says about ye. I still call attractive women chickadees. Chickadees. Top things writing a check in 2024 says about you. I consider stairs an existential danger. I enjoy making people in the line behind me sigh. In the line behind me, sigh. Top things writing a check in 2024 says about you. My iPhone font is set to the largest option. The only other thing in my purse are peppermints. Top things writing a check in 2024 says about ye. Tom Selleck still makes me horny.
Yeah, he does.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Top things writing a check in 2024 says about you. My house has popcorn ceilings.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Press the wrong one. And top things writing a check in 2024 says about you. I'm Team Biden. Yeah, there we go. The Mike Show.
Nice beaver.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Coming up, what do we got? We have things and stuff. We got news and not headline news. We're going to get to that. We've got your five random facts coming up as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is Pina Colada Day, celebrated by people who like getting caught in the rain, who aren't into yoga, and have half a brain. Chick-fil-A is offering a summer camp that teaches kids to serve food, while Jiffy Lube has a camp that teaches them how to upsell a radiator flush. McDonald's is selling a Kit Kat Banana Split McFlurry. You can get it at any store where the ice cream machine is working. In other words, you can't get it. Wallet Hub named Cleveland as the most stressed city in the U.S. It could have been Chicago, but they were too busy running from bullets to take the survey. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm so darned happy you could join us on the program today, watching the program, listening to the program, whatever you happen to be doing. All right, I went on a rant last week about our power bill. This was on last Tuesday. I was talking to Bill Bodine, and I'm livid. Okay, I'm really livid because we were on this payment schedule, like a, kind of a level bill program, and I actually highly recommend it. If you want to anticipate what your bill's going to be, you can request to be put on this level bill thing. And it doesn't matter, you know, they're just going to take an average of what your bill is. And this is what they're supposed to do. And then you pay that same average price every single month. So, like, in really high months, you're not going to pay or supposed to pay a really high power bill. In lower usage months, you're going to pay more. But it all levels out by the end of the year. And we just, I mean, it worked so much better for our budget because, you know, we knew, okay, it's going to cost us $330-some. And then I think at the end of the year, just to be fair to them, although I don't have to be, just to be fair, then, you know, whatever the difference is, if you still owe a little bit of money on your on your past year, then they tack that onto your bill, and it's fine. It usually works out for us. But recently, and this just happened over the last two or three bills, we've been noticing that it was much higher. I mean, I'm talking like $500-$600. Not above, not tacked on, because that'd be a $900 bill. That'd be ridiculous. But it was where we usually pay like $330 or $350 or whatever. It was now $500 or $600. So apparently, here's how it was explained to me. They said that we were paying our bill late. Now, this does not happen in our household because Tab would not pay a bill late. Their definition of late was because we didn't pay it before the meter read. So, when are you going to do the meter read? How do we know when the meter read is going to happen? And so their suggestion was to call in every month to ask when the meter read was going to be. So that we're technically not paying our bill late, even though it has a due date on it, which would suggest that that's the date. If you pay past the due date, that would be the definition of late. But no, their definition was if you don't pay it before the meter read, even if the due date is after that date, then you're late. So the long and short of it was they required us to pay a deposit because we were habitually late, even though we paid our bill before the due date. So now there's another story. Now this is out of Oregon. The who touched the thermostat fights are going to get more interesting with this trend. Oregon's biggest power company is rolling out a new smart thermostat program where the power company, gets to change the temperature in your home. Nope. Other cities have been adding similar programs over the last few years. Basically, you install a smart thermostat and pay a little less each month in exchange for letting them control your thermostat remotely. Nope. During peak hours, they up the temperature by a few degrees. to reduce the strain on the grid. Nope. Usually happens between 3 and 9 p.m. Nope. The new Oregon version limits it to 3 degrees. So if your thermostat is set to 71, they might up it to 74. And this is Oregon. How friggin' hot does it get in Oregon? Okay, comparatively to down here. But anyway, some cities set the max even higher, like a program in Los Angeles, good Lord, lets them increase the temperature by 4 degrees. But it says here you can override it by changing the temperature manually. So when's that going to stop? When are they just going to make it mandatory, right? Like those smart meters and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so is it worth it to save a few bucks? No. I like to be the only one that gets to mess with a thermostat. Thank you very much. And I don't want to give the power company any more power over my life. Good Lord, it's ridiculous. All right, okay, rant over. My apologies. Yeah, I know rants don't. Sometimes they make for good radio, and sometimes not. And then sometimes I just sound like an old fuddy-duddy. And the fact that I said fuddy-duddy. Anyway, this portion of our broadcast, but no, not the power company. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs. That'll make me feel better.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy. Because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
How do you like to spend your summer nights? At the beach or at the ballpark? Why not both? Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at the Delmarva Shorebirds visit July 9th through the 14th. On Friday, the Limonadas de Hill City will return with a limited edition Limonadas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Still not beachy enough for you? Saturday will be a celebration of good times and good vibes with our annual Margaritaville night. Following the game, we'll let our cares blast away with a fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
K-H-F.
And now it's time for...
Five.
Random.
Facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, we really don't need to know. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
I don't know, maybe... Who knows? Here we go, number one. Almost all Arctic predators, I mean, we're talking from wolves to eagles, rely on squirrels as a food source. Number two, the flag of Bosnia and Herzegovina is blue with a yellow triangle and white stars. And all of that is intentionally random. The ethnic groups in the country couldn't agree on a compromise, so the flag has meaningless colors and symbols. Number three, the Post-it note was invented by accident by a scientist at 3M who was actually trying to create a really strong adhesive. Even the yellow color was by accident. The lab next door only had yellow scrap paper for them to use. Number four, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, has the record for the most top 40 hits without a number one. They had 20 songs make the Billboard Top 40 with no number one. Their highest ranked song was Don't Bring Me Down, which hit number four in 1979. And number five, Coca-Cola was offered the chance to buy Pepsi three times between 1922 in 1933, and they turned it down every time. And those are your five random facts. Let's play the outro.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep, the Mike Show. Hump Day edition coming up. We have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafters Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafters' incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. People are still talking about Sir Elton John relieving himself in a bottle while shopping at a shoe store in France. And how can they not be? I mean,
pulling my zipper down, grabbing a hold of my gland. I should have gone before I got here. Now I'm dribbling on my hand. You know I can't hold it forever. And no, I don't have to poo. I'm glad this French store had a bottle for me. And when it's filled, I'll be buying a new pair of shoes.
Good Lord. Today it's still going. Sorry. Today is National Pina Colada Day. With all that pineapple and cream of coconut, you might forget, there's a lot of rum in them, too.
You order double coladas with twice as much booze. So I guess it's not my fault that I puked on your shoes. You went and called the cops at midnight, 'cause your vacation sucked. But it was you who ordered octopus that made me blow chunks.
Good Lord. Anyway, let's see. Have you seen the rock, paper, scissors challenge on TikTok yet? You and another person put a bunch of food out, and whoever loses has to go for a quick run while the other person gets to eat. You keep doing it until all the food is gone. Here's a funny one where a guy does it with his dog, who raises a paw for rock. Then the guy goes running. And when he returns, well, listen.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Go. Go. That way. Come back. Stay. You gotta play. You don't play, you don't get none. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right. There you go. I run. All right, you gotta stop. I said, Why do you want to cheat?
He won't stop eating the potato chips. All right. What would your reaction be if you were driving and you saw a three-legged man walking across the street? Well, here's how it sounded when this lady recorded it. Here's how this lady who recorded the guy sounded. What the? Okay. Take two. What would your reaction be if you were driving and then saw a three-legged man walking across the street? Let's do a sound effect. There we go. Here's how this lady who recorded the guy sounded. That still doesn't make sense, but let's just play it.
What am I looking at here? What am I looking at?
Okay. Who recorded the guy? Oh, I guess she was video recording the guy. Okay. All right. Okay. It turns out he had a fake third leg built into an extra leg of the pants, and he controls it with his left arm to appear that he's walking along. An extra leg of the pants, sneakers to match. It's just, he's found an innocent way of messing with people's minds. A new study shows that lead, arsenic, and other toxic metals have been detected in feminine hygiene products. Here's Dr. Kirsten Upson talking about how the lead and toxic metals could have found their way into these products.
From what we can figure, there might be three different explanations. One would be if the metals showed up in the raw materials. Tampons are mainly comprised of plant-based materials, so they could certainly make their way into soil and into these crops. The second way would be contamination during the manufacture and production of tampons. Mm-hmm. The third route could be if they're added. Metals do have some properties like antimicrobial or odor controlling, and they also can be used to help with the smooth insertion of the product.
Okie dokie. A man in New Jersey is a super fan of the convenience store chain Wawa, and he just completed a collection of receipts with every order number from 0 to 999. Here is Tyler Geyerson talking about his big accomplishment.
I always start my day with a coffee, and then I'll usually get lunch from there, sometimes dinner. The collection just got bigger and bigger, and then eventually I was just like, okay, well, now I need to collect all of them. And now here we are.
All right. A new SpongeBob flick is coming to Netflix next month, Saving Bikini Bottom, the Sandy Cheeks movie. It begins streaming August 2nd. It will include some live action, too. Here's part of the trailer.
Good morning, Bikini Bottom!
Good morning, Sandy!
We're taking Bikini Bottom!
What's going on?
What the hey? We're going to save our friends! Let's go! Come on, SpongeBob!
Side effects may include mad fry cook skills, porousness, and chronic optimism. Not recommended for non-sponges.
All right. Yeah, we will be watching that. Well, chalk up another movie remake. A new version of Clint Eastwood's spaghetti western, A Fistful of Dollars, is in production. That's the movie that began Clint's movie career. So, is this just part of the theme? Oh, okay. Yep. So the original came out in 1964, but that was actually a remake of, how do you pronounce, Akira Kurosawa's 1961 film. No word on when the new one will be out, though, so there we go. A Fistful of Dollars wasn't even released in the U.S. at first. It was only shown in Italy. It was released here 3 years later in 1967. Are we going to late night? Here we go. No, let's go to a comedian. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's comedian Brian Regan on being considered for jury duty.
I served jury duty one time, and they would put us in the jury box and ask us questions, and if the lawyers didn't like your answer, they could kick you off and send you home. One of the questions was, have you ever been the victim of a crime? I realized very quickly everyone's trying to get out of jury duty, so everyone's trying to top each other so they get kicked off. It's like a game show.
I'd never seen anything like this.
Number one, have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Yeah, I was mugged three times, twice at knife point and once at gunpoint, and I had my car stolen from my driveway, and somebody took my pet from my yard, and somebody smacked me, and that made me cry. Okay, all right. All right, number two, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I was mugged five times, three times at knife point and one time at gunpoint, and another time at another point. And I get carjacked every day. And when I walk my pets, people go, give me those! People are always hitting me with bricks. I'm always sobbing and weeping uncontrollably. Whoa, hey! All right. Number three, have you ever been the victim of a crime? Yeah, I mugged seven people. I stole nine cars. No, victim. Oh, victim. Oh, no, no.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Give it a tug. There we go. Keep all that sound inside. On the way, we're going to get even more stupid with your stupid criminals in dot news. And we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
There's nothing like holding a freshly grilled Jersey Mike's cheesesteak. It's even better than holding a winning $1 million lottery ticket. For starters, Uncle Sam takes half. Then you buy some useless stuff, like a tiny suit of armor for your cat. And before you know it, your sister's cousins and Uncle Frankie come knocking on your door for handouts. Bing, bang, boom, you're back to zero. So if you want to play a winning number, order a number 17 Mike's Famous Philly. Freshly grilled right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. All right, an Ohio man named Matthew Pancake was arrested after a series of break-ins early yesterday morning. He broke into a famous footwear store and a restaurant called Roosters, where he was seen on camera wearing leopard print pajamas. Then he kept the animal theme going by breaking into a pet store called Petland. A bunch of animals were set free, presumably intentionally. Police finally tracked down Matthew in a Big Lots parking lot. When they arrested him, they discovered, oh man, he had four hamsters in his pants.
Gotta be something else.
that one.
Would you please pass it, Jerry?
Yes, sir. He's charged with breaking and entering and vandalism. As for the animals, the police recovered two dogs, multiple birds, yet another hamster, and at least two bunnies. Authorities say they're still looking for more bunnies, birds, and a ferret.
We say it all the time. We never know what to expect in our job. And one day, you know, you're running after a suspect. The next day, you're running after a ferret or a bunny.
Or a hamster.
Oh, man.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
And then there is this, a lawsuit against Airbnb about recording devices and cameras in rented houses, found that there have been tens of thousands of customer complaints about the issue. On top of that, when Airbnb gets a complaint about a found camera or a recording device, they don't even notify law enforcement. Instead, they just reach out to the host about the complaint. Oh, is this the audio? Okay, fine. I thought it was somebody from Airbnb. All right. We had that. We did that one. Okay. Good news. Oh, yeah. There is good news, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 78-year-old man in Massachusetts is trying to track down the woman who saved his life at a Rolling Stones concert a few weeks ago. Fittingly, the song Start Me Up was playing when it happened. Here is Tony Palladino talking about the woman that saved his life.
I slumped back in my seat and my eyes rolled back as I've been told, and I was actually foaming at the mouth. My wife started saying, help, help, and then she helped. And boy, did she help. Within split seconds, a woman two rows over noticed that I was in trouble and began administering CPR on me immediately. I think I give her a big hug. A very big hug and thank her.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. The United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, be the change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information, and also visit HillCitySlide.com. The United Way of Central Virginia is hosting this event on August 24th and August 25th. They're bringing in this ginormous water slide company that's going to put up a water slide between on Church Street between Washington and 12th Street. You can purchase your tickets and your time slot by visiting hillcityslide.com. You have to reserve your time slot. And it's all done professionally. They provide you with the inner tubes and all that. And you go as many times down this 700-foot water slide as you can in your time slot. That's, again, taking place on August 24th and August 25th. Tickets are on sale now at hillcityslide.com, and all the proceeds benefit United Way of Central Virginia. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?